So, my name is Mary, and hi there. And my kids grew up in this church, so it's very special for me to be here with you all this morning. I'm going to tell you a story this morning that was written by a woman named Megan McKenna. And I've known it for a long time, but I haven't told it for a long time, so wish me luck. So once upon a time, maybe more than once, there was a person, let's say it was a woman, there was a woman who wanted a lot. She wanted a lot. She wanted world peace. She'd have settled for peace in her living room when the kids were watching TV and fighting over who was going to watch what channel. But she wanted world peace. She wanted peace in her heart and peace in her home. She wanted everybody who needed a doctor to be able to find one when they were sick and to be able to afford to see them. She wanted no more hunger in the world and no poverty. She wanted everybody to care about the planet and to not use single-use plastic containers. She wanted a lot. She probably wanted puppies and ice cream, but the big things she wanted were the things that we all say we want for the world. But she got really discouraged because she read the paper and she watched the news and she listened to NHPR. And so one day she was so discouraged at her feeling that the world was falling apart that she decided, wait for it, to go shopping. Just to turn her mind off for a while and do something other than listen to grim news. So she found an outlet mall and she wandered into a store at random. And there was nobody there except for the clerk behind the counter. And curiously, he looked a lot like the way she had always imagined that Jesus looked. How could this be? So she mustered up her courage, and she sidled up to the counter. She said, excuse me, are you Jesus? He said, why, yes, I am. Thank you for noticing. She said, do you work here? He said, well, as a matter of fact, I own the place. She said, but I thought you were a carpenter. He said, no, you got to make ends meet. So she said, well, what do you sell here? And he said, pretty much anything you want. Anything you want. He said, listen, why don't you walk around the store and take this little piece of paper and a pencil and make a list. If you see things you want, bring me your list and I'll see what I can do for you. So she walked up and down the aisles, and the more she walked, the more astounded she got, because there on the shelves was world peace, no hunger, a clean planet, healthy children, more than adequate education. Everything she ever wanted, goodness, truth, and beauty, it was all right there on the shelves. Well, she scribbled as fast as she could on her list, and she ran up to the front. She handed Jesus, maybe, the list. And he looked at the list. And he said, oh, this is great. This is great. So he took the list, and he squatted down behind the counter. She peered over the edge to see what he was doing. And when he came up, he laid on the counter a whole array of seed packets. And she said, what's this? And he said, they're seed packets. She said, but I don't get the whole thing that I asked for. Oh, no, he said. This is a catalog store. You get to look at what it is you want. And then I give you the seeds, and you go home and you plant them, and you water them, and you feed them, and you take really good care of them, you keep the weeds down between the rows, and sometime, years and years and years from now, someone will harvest the plants that you have put in the ground. You probably won't be around to see it. She said, Oh, never mind. And she left without buying a thing. Isn't that curious? Sometimes we want something, but it's really hard to get it, and it takes a long time, and we throw our hands up and say, never mind, someone else can do it. But what I really want you to take from this story is not the strange woman and the very strange man and the very strange store, but that you are the seeds. And so am I, and so is everybody sitting here, and everybody sitting out there. We're all the seeds that can make those things happen in the world a little bit at a time, even if we don't live to see it. You are the seeds. And if you take care of each other, and you feed each other, and you water each other, and you keep the weeds down a little bit, good things will grow. I promise. Bless you.